Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Excited about that. These are some great, great men of God. And if you have not heard of them, then you must be living under a rock. So with no further ado, I believe that we have Teddy Campbell on the line. He is our first guest, our first member of the Soul Seekers that are joining us. And I want to say, Teddy, welcome to Marketing Ministries, the radio show.
Hey, good to be here. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, God is good. You wouldn't want to hear it, Teddy, if I did.
I just pray for you. That's all. We just go right into some prayer right away.
You say, let me hurry up and get this lady off the line. She's got too much going on.
Complaining spirit right on off.
and that's what I need. I need somebody that could get it off me.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for hanging out with us today. Our lines are full, and our chat lines are filling up, and we're going to open up our phone lines a little bit later on in the show. But you know, we have a signature question here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, that we ask all of our guests, And I want to ask you this question as well. What does ministry mean to you?
Well, ministry means motivating people to try something that they've never tried before, or to trust more, or to lean more to something that you know, that not your own understanding, but lean towards God, and it's just so powerful to be able to, you know, minister to people and see that they get it, you know, and that they are willing to try your God, and they're willing to try what you've tried because they see that it works for you, you know. And it's just so amazing to be able to sing a song or to talk to someone and see their eyes light up and they get it, you know, and they understand and they're willing to try God. So ministry also ministers to me, you know, and it lets me know that, you know, I'm not down here just for nothing, you know. I'm a part of helping add to the kingdom of God, you know, and that's a big responsibility, but it's a great one. I love it.
Amen. Now, I know the Soul Seekers are made up of 8 dynamic men. You know, most of you are songwriters and producers in your own right. And this group consists of Warren Campbell and Nishan
right.
Stewart, Gerald Hatton, John Smith, Charlie Burrell, Greg Brogman, Teddy Campbell, which is you,
Craig.
And Eric Seitz.
Yeah, that's Craig Brogman.
Okay, Craig Brockman, I'm sorry, I didn't pronounce that.
Yep.
But tell our listeners a little bit how the Soul Seekers got started.
Well, it's pretty incredible how we came together. We were Nishan Stewart, who we basically called the founder of the group. He really is. He had a concert at his church 10 years ago. And the concert was basically called Take Me Back. And what it was a concert that was paying tribute to legendary gospel groups and choirs, such as Commission, the Winans, the Clark Sisters, Hezekiah Walker, the Hawkins. So he put groups together to do these different tributes. He put a group together that paid tribute to the Winans and Commission. He put a group of girls together that paid tribute to the Clark Sisters. He put a choir together and had them singing all these great choirs, all the greatest choir hits from Milton Bronson to Hezekiah Walker to Walter Hawkins. And we were the quartet element of the concert. So we did like 2 or 3 songs. We did a Mighty Clouds of Joy song. We did a Canton Spiritual song. And after that, I mean, it went really well, and everybody was shocked, but they, you know, they enjoyed it, but they were really, really shocked. But it went over very well. And so after that, we had a discussion. We were like, man, we should probably consider doing this. Like, we all went out and had dinner at Cheesecake Factory, and we sat out at a table and was like, all right, are y'all willing to do this, man? Because this is something that we kind of really need to consider doing. Everybody was in agreement, and 10 years later, here we are. Second record, you know, Stellar Award, or, you know, we actually performed on the Stellar Awards this year. And a lot of things have happened for us, you know, the song with Pastor Winans, and on the first album, the song with Paul Porter from the Christian Airs and Harvey Watkins Jr. from the Canton Spiritual. Just all this, you know, all this favor is just coming our way because we, you know, we honored God and put this group together. So here it is.
You know, and that is amazing because I got the opportunity to see you at the 2011 Stellar Awards. And, I mean, you guys are cool. You know, you got that holy swagger going on and your little moves and, you know, all uniformed and have the opportunity to sing with, you know, Red Dallas Group and the Williams Brothers. How did that experience feel like?
Man, it was surreal. I thought I was just floating. I thought I was a spirit. I'm like, am I still alive on earth? Or did God call me on home? Like, this was crazy. But it was so cool to do, because not only do we respect these guys and look up to them, Lance is one of the greatest singers in the world. So is Doug and Marilyn. So not only was it an honor and a privilege, but those guys were so nice to us. Like, you know, it didn't feel like, you know, y'all the young group and we the old group. It felt like a group commitment to making this performance great. And they were like, man, just, you know, you guys feel, you know, just be comfortable to be who you are and do your thing. And so it was just an amazing experience. And for me to be out in front singing with those guys, I don't know, man. I'm just shocked that I didn't pass out. So, but it was real cool. It was one of the greatest experiences that the group has ever had.
Well, I know you had a little move, and it didn't seem like that you had any shock or fear up on you, because we was like, go ahead, you know, and your little swag, well, and your little steps, you know. I said, oh, they got some old Temptation moves.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to get up there and look like no fool. I mean, you know.
But you said you got a little something.
Yeah, when I get on stage, I kind of just numb up, and I don't really know what I'm doing anyway. I just do it. I mean, before, I'm like thinking like, oh my God, this is crazy. When I get on stage, I'm like a whole nother dude. So I couldn't tell you what I did, but I was like, I definitely was a little, you know, during the rehearsal, I was a little scared. You know, I wasn't comfortable, because it was overwhelming, and I didn't really know what to do. So, you know, and Melvin and Doug and Pastor Rance made me feel real comfortable and just doing what I do, and it was great. I had a ball.
You looked amazing.
Thank you so much. You blessed the people.
I mean, out of all the night, I must say, with the Soul Seekers and then with Beverly Crawford, those were my highlights of the night.
So, man, Beverly Crawford
really blessed the people.
Was amazing. Thank you so much. We had a really good time, and it was an honor to be on that stage. So we're looking forward to doing it again. We're going to try to set something up. We don't want that to be the first and the last time that we perform together. So, y'all look out for that.
Absolutely. And I know Beverly Crawford, when she broke out with that dance in those stilettos, I was like, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, she was getting it in them heels. I was like, all right. You'd have been practicing in the mirror or something with that one.
I know. I was like, wow. And, you know, I had to take my shoes off, Teddy.
Yeah, you don't want to answer that. You don't fall on your face trying to praise God and looking cute.
That
you
don't
want to
hit your head on the pulpit?
No. You got that takes some skill.
And, I mean, she was all over it. Now,
she's
I want to ask
in.
You another question. What made you guys want to do quartet music?
Well, you know, the thing about it is everybody expects you to do something because they know you as, you know, they know you as this certain kind of musician or producer or whatever. And when everybody's going right, we want to make a left. So that was just left. Mm-hmm. That was just a left turn for us, you know. And not only that, but we all are fans of gospel music, you know. But quartet music is so, it got so much swag, like from the songs to the way you can sing a song, to the way you can portray a song musically, to the way you can portray a song as a group. As far as entertaining and performing a song, it's just so many different directions you can go with quartet music. And for me, like, I'm a drummer by profession. I'm the drummer for the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That's my job, and I've been playing drums my whole life. You know, I played my first song you know, when I was 4 years old in church. So that's really all I know. But I grew up in a Baptist church, and so all of the deacons and the preachers and the pastors or whatever, when they sang or when they hooped or whatever, it's all quartet, because all those guys came from a quartet group or they're in a quartet group or something like that. So I didn't know I was a quartet singer until, like, Nissan and Warren and them guys made me the lead singer of this group. Like, I would go around acting like I was preaching and hooping and singing and all that kind of stuff and not really know where I got it from. But I grew up in it. So, like, I was a quartet singer just by default, you know. So so it kind of fit me like a glove. And Warren and especially Jubu. Jubu is the backbone of the group. He writes. He comes up with most of the songs, and the songs are almost halfway finished when he brings the song to the group. And he started playing quartet, you know, he started playing bass, you know, in a quartet group with his dad when he was, you know, 12 or something. Then he went on and started playing guitar. And so he's like the real official quartet member of the group. So it just all made sense. There was a whole lot of elements that made it make sense.
Now, your current single, It's All God, featuring Pastor Marvin Winans, is doing phenomenal on the charts. Tell us how that came about.
Well, that song was written by a friend of ours named Harold Lilly. And Harold is probably one of my favorite songwriters. He's written songs. He worked with Warren a lot, and they've written a lot of songs together, you know, in popular music. And you know, we told Harold that we wanted him to write us a song. And we didn't care what kind of song it was. We didn't tell him what direction we wanted to go in. We just said, we want you to write a song. Just sit down at the piano and write us a song. So he wrote this song, and we heard it. He sent it to us, and we heard it, and we were, like, immediately blown away. And we already had a song that we wanted Pastor Winans to sing, because he was already signed up to be on the record. You know, he's friends of ours. He loves the group. You know, he's really good friends with our wives, me and Warren. And Warren has a really good relationship with him. So he was already just going to be a part. And the song that we had was okay. We didn't even record the song on the album, but it was okay. And that song didn't really, we could tell that he was going to sing it, but, you know, I don't know if he really liked it that much. So then, you know, when we got this song in, you know, I made a suggestion that he should sing that particular song. I was like, man, we should get Pastor Winans to sing All God and not this other song. You know, everybody was like, yeah, I think that makes a little more sense. And when we started rehearsing the song and we actually sent the song to him, and when he came to rehearse with us, he had knew it, and he was like, he'd given us little parts in the background section to sing, so we knew he really liked this one. He didn't say it, but he was really involved in this song. So we was like, all right, we won. This is the one, you know. So that's how that came about.
Well, on that note, Kenny, we're going to allow our listeners to hear It's All God by the Soul Seekers. So sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
Money in the bank, cars in the driveway, I have a house I can claim, clothes in my closet, I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet, I've got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. me when I fall, to pick me up. I got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say, it's all good.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life. And it's all God. Had a few hills to climb. Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
I don't know what to face tonight. But I know it's all.
Just listening to It's All God by the Soul Seekers, and our very special guest today is Betty Campbell. I love that song. You know, you hear it in almost every church here in Georgia, especially on when it's Men's Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they want to break out with that quartet feel, Teddy. You know,
yeah,
they be trying to do your moves.
We,
they can't get them quite right, but they be trying.
we had a concert in Detroit at Pastor Wyman's church not too long ago, and we went and stopped by a couple of churches, and one church in particular did not know we were coming, and it was Men's Day at three different churches, at Pastor Wyman's church and these two other churches, and all three churches sang It's All God. All three men's choirs at those three different churches sang It's All God. I was just amazed. And you know, I mean, now that I hear it, I mean, I definitely can hear men's choir singing it. But when we were recording it, I didn't, you know, of course, I didn't really know. But it's so humbling to hear that too. And these men's choirs was killing it. The lead singers and stuff. I was like, man, y'all, Y'all all right.
you know how sometimes when you hear people singing your song, you're like, oh, don't try that again. But, I mean,
they
be trying to do their thing with it. You know, I was at a church service about a month ago, and it was Men's Sunday, and that's what they broke out with. And they were even trying to do the moves. I would say, well, they had to tell us, did they see them do that little step? Because they were trying, Teddy.
All right, man.
So I said,
do
I'm
all
not
the steps. Sing all the songs. I love it.
I know. Now, what makes your music, or what do you bring to the table that's different than some of the other music that's out there in the gospel industry?
I think it is a fresh twist on something old. I think it's a new twist on something old, especially with quartet music, and it's been around for forever. You know, even with going back to, you know, just the R&B groups of the day, you know, the Temptations and yeah, that's all quartet music. That's really all it's all one and the same. And of course it's different. You know, our music is different than the contemporary stuff that our wives sing and, you know, that Kurt does, or, you know, that Sunday morning kind of stuff that you hear that Fred or Israel would do. I mean, it's different, but with, you know, because we're a quartet group, I'd like to say that it's a new twist on something old. You know, as far as the lyrical content, you know, as far as the musicianship, you know, I just think that it's, you know, just a new twist on something old.
Now, with your new project, I know that you've had the opportunity to work with so many great people, but out of all the people, now, who would you like to work with that you have not had the opportunity to work with?
Joe Lagan from the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for me, I'm sure the other guys would, you know, have their opinions, but, you know, for me, you know, it would be Joe Lagan.
Okay. Now, tell us what you have coming up. Where, you know, if people want to catch you live in concert, or if they want to, you know, follow you, tell people where they can, what's coming up for you next, and where they can follow the Soul Seekers.
Okay, we have a concert coming up in Tampa, Florida on Saturday. I'm not sure of the church, but it's in Tampa, Saturday night. And you could probably get more information from our website, which is thesoulseekersmusic.com. We are also on Twitter, Facebook as well. Twitter account is at The Soul Seekers. The Soul Seekers on Facebook. Other than that, I think the Stellar Award came on in Atlanta already on like a local station, but March 5th, it's coming on the Gospel Music Channel. I don't know if you have to subscribe or whatever to that channel, but it'll definitely be on March 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific. So I think that's 7 you guys time.
Eastern Eastern Standard Time, and they just need to check their local listings to find out on what station that it airs.
Right, but it's definitely
really
the gospel.
You really don't want to miss that.
Yeah, it's the Gospel Music Channel on March 5th, GMC, Gospel Music Channel. And the BMI Luncheon just aired. You just missed that. What else do we have coming up? We're gonna be doing some touring as well this summer. So look forward to be in the Atlanta area pretty soon. You know, our song, It's All God, the video is on YouTube. So if you haven't seen that video, go go there. If you haven't heard the album or you haven't purchased the album, you can go to iTunes. It's there. And there's some local stores, you know, the local gospel music stores and some Walmart, some Best Buy, but iTunes will probably be the best way to get the album.
Now,
and it's going to bless you. It'll bless
album,
you.
I know it will because I have it. So speaking of the new album, tell our listeners, who are some of the other people other than Pastor Marvin Wymans who collab with you on the new album? Who else is on there with you?
The only other collaboration would be, well, actually, no. There's a couple people that wrote wrote some stuff with us. Like I said, Harold Lilly wrote "It's All God." My wife Tina Campbell of Mary Mary wrote on "Holding On," which is the first song on the album. She wrote on something else as well. I can't remember. Erica Warren's wife, which is the other half of Mary Mary, she and Warren wrote "Trust Me" together, the song that Warren leads on the album. And we also had a collaboration. We also had a guy featured on the record on "Come On Jesus." His name is Jay Leach, and he played pedal steel guitar on that song. And that's about it as far as features go and collaboration.
Now, did you have a favorite song that's on the new album?
Oh man, it's a toss up right now. I would say "Come On Jesus" would be first, and then "Trust Me."
Okay.
Yeah, I would say
now,
"Come On Jesus" first, then "Trust Me," then what is the last? I'm spacing on the song. "Take Your Burdens." That would be number three for me, and that's the last song on the CD. So "Come On Jesus," "Trust Me," "Take Your Burdens." Those are my three favorites, in that order.
Okay. Well, I know I want all our listeners to go out and support the Soul Seekers and pick up the project and to follow you on Twitter and on Facebook and every place that you are. Now, we're coming to the close of our show, and this is always the very, very most challenging part for me, and this is where I get to ask you the most important question of the interview, because I know you're a brother from way back, and I know you have the perfect answer to this question. So I want to know, Teddy Campbell, what's your favorite Kool-Aid, red or grape?
My favorite Kool-Aid?
Yeah, you know what Kool-Aid is. I act like you don't know.
It is a must that I tell you that my most favorite flavor color is, because I'm from the south side of Chicago and I drank a lot of Kool-Aid in my day.
See?
It would have to be red, which is cherry. Which is cherry flavor.
Got that Kool-Aid anointing all over you.
I'm going red, especially eating it out the pack and leaving your lips and tongue red. I'll go all the way there. I'll play around with it.
Hey, you know, that's back in the day. I had Kenton Jones on about a month ago, and I asked him the same question because I love to ask people. And he took it way back to it, pouring the Kool-Aid in the ice trays, Teddy. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to put it in an ice tray, put it in the freezer, put the toothpick in it, and tug on it like it's a Kool-Aid popsicle. Yeah, you got to do all that. You got to do all that. And then you get a little older, and you get a little bougie with it, and you start mixing flavors. You know, you put lemonade and cherry together, you know, just to kind of make give it a little extra spice, you know, make it seem like you're doing something in your little hood. You know, I mix these.
You said, hey, and then, you know, Teddy, you add a lemon,
You really doing something.
Dressing up. You got a lemon. You really take it up a whole extra notch right there.
So to our listeners, we want you to know that we know all about the Kool-Aid anointing here.
Oh yeah, Kool-Aid is definitely a part of history, part of Black History Month.
Absolutely. Need to have a day.
Black History Month, we might as well go and have a Kool-Aid day, you know.
Hey Kitty, I had a visual. Can you picture a whole bunch of Black people around the Kool-Aid pitcher? We're all the Kool-Aid guy, and we're all smiling.
Oh man. It'd be like that famous jazz picture with all the jazz legends in Harlem on the step. You know, they took a picture and, you know, it was just all of the jazz greats. And they, you know, that could be us, just the whole, you know, just like the gospel community standing around a picture of big Kool-Aid in front of somebody's church or in the basement of somebody's church, you know, while they cooking chicken dinner and stuff. We just pose for the picture with Kool-Aid real quick. I think we should do that.
I think we should too. I think we just came up with something. When somebody used that idea, we have to ask for our royalties.
Yeah. No, that's a great creation right there.
I agree. Well, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You really blessed our listeners. And before I let you go, tell our listeners one more time where they can pick up the album and where they can follow all the great things that the Soul Seekers are doing.
We are really excited about this new album. It is our second album, and our first one won us a Stellar Award, and we're hoping that this second one is going to do bigger and greater things. And this album is called The Soul Seekers 2. It can be purchased on iTunes. You could go to your local Christian book and Bible store and get it. You can go to selected Walmart and Best Buy, things like that. You can also go on YouTube and watch our videos. Our video with Pastor Wyman, It's All God is there. There's some performances. There's a Bobby Jones performance there that we from a song called Come On Jesus. We're on Twitter at thesoulseekers.com. At thesoulseekers would be our Twitter account. Our website is thesoulseekersmusic.com. We're also on Facebook, The Soul Seekers. So you can reach out to us. You can check us out. And like I said, this weekend we'll be in Tampa. If you know anybody in Tampa, tell them to find us. We're going to be there Saturday night. And we're going to be in Atlanta, too, real soon, this summer. So y'all look for us. We really appreciate
the
support.
And I'm
going to
make sure. I'm going to make sure I'll be right there and just let us know. And we'll make sure that everybody here in the lovely ATL know to go out and support the Soul Seekers. So once again, Kitty, thank you so much for hanging out
thank
with
you.
Us. We take nothing for granted, and we're going to tell all the listeners to support you wholeheartedly, and whatever we can do to bless your ministry, we will.
We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Really appreciate you, too.
All right. Thank you. We were just hanging out with Kitty Campbell of the Soul Seekers. Again, we want you to go out and to purchase his latest project. He is giving you all the information so you can check for it and just Google the Soul Seekers and see what they're up to. I believe, as he was stating, that this weekend they're going to be in Tampa, Florida at Jefferson Church Dear Life Ministries. So if you're in that Deeper Life Ministries there in Tampa, Florida. So you want to make sure that you check them out. My tongue's getting tired. I'm so excited. But as always, time always goes by so quickly when you're having a good time. And we want you to make sure that you check us out. Join the network that is advancing the kingdom, because, you know, here at Marketing Ministries, we're taking over the world. So check us out and join the network. Set up your profile, market your ministry at www.marketingministry.net. You can follow Blogger
at www.marketingministry.com. Excuse me, check out the latest entertainment news. You can send us your music for CD review at Marketing Ministries, and the email address is P.O. Box 1071, Snellville, Georgia. Send us your project. We'll review it, and we'll put it up. So, again, I want to thank all of you guys for hanging out with us. Remember, don't be afraid to market your ministry. You know, if God has given you vision, he will provide you with the provision, so you just need to step out on faith. And so tune in with us next week. Will we be going inside PR with the one and only Phyllis Cadell, so you'll make sure you check that out. And again, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we want you to be blessed.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the